On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
26, Mombela 23, Johannesburg 27 grade.
Oppie Paya, you know I'm going to start with the stillstand motors, ne? Stationary vehicle M1 south at Boerter Avenue, another one on the M1 north at the Deep Kloof interchange. But watch out for the unplanned roadworks on the N1 north. It's after the ramp to Malebongwe Railan.
Die munisipaliteit in Polokwane sê dat hulle nog nie 'n verband tussen munisipale water en algemene gesondheidsgevalle bevestig het nie. Wetenskaplike toetsing sal egter gedoen word. Verskeie gevalle van diarree, koors en maagkrampe word vanaf November aangemeld. Munisipale woordvoerder Tsipaselala.
Affected residents are encouraged to report their cases to the municipality, enabling water samples to be collected and tested directly from households where concerns have been raised. The borehole where a water quality anomaly was detected has been immediately isolated and decommissioned.
Action SA's Malebo Kobe het egter kommer uitgespreek.
It is imperative that we assess the municipality's governance failures to detect this risk at an early stage, to prevent it from occurring, and most importantly, to determine what remedial measures would the municipality take in order to ensure that our communities are not placed in further risk.
Nog nuus vanuit Limpopo, die polisie het 'n geregtelike doodsondersoek geopen nadat 'n 6-jarige meisie in 'n put toilet in Wasani gevind is. Die kind het vermis geraak terwyl sy gespeel het. Inwoners het haar liggaam later in 'n nabygeleë put toilet gevind. Die polisie se Malasilele Dwaba.
The team provincial commissioner of police in Limpopo, Major General John Skippers, has warned the communities to always be aware of the whereabouts of their children to prevent similar related regrettable incidents.
Die minister van internasionale betrekkinge en samewerking, Ronald Lamola, sê die wêreld kan net terugkeer na orde uit die Eerste Wêreldoorlog waar daar nie reëls was nie. Dit volg na die Amerikaanse weermag die naweek Venezuela se president Nicolas Maduro en sy vrou in hegtenis geneem het en aangeklaai het van dwelmhandel en wapenverwante oortredings.
The veto issue is always an obstacle in the UN Security Council. But the fact that this issue will be ventilated at the UN Security Council, the whole world will know what happened, how did it happen, and this will enable the people of the world to act in unison and in solidarity, because they will now know the facts, they will know exactly how the world must move on. So it is important, even if the issue is vetoed, but the facts that will be public, will be transparent, it's a very important persuasive force that the world will continue to be able to engage on.
Venezuela se waarnemende president Delcy Rodriguez het intussen ingestem om met Amerika saam te werk aan 'n sakelys wat gefokus is op gedeelde ontwikkeling. Nog nie sit die buiteland Rusland het Oekraïne vandag aangeval. 2 persone is dood. Dit kom op die voorhand van diplomatieke beraad in Frankryk. En terug op eie bodem, die Kaapstad sê talle strate in die binnestad is vandag gesluit. Dis vir die tradisionele tweede nuwejaars klopse fees. Duisende mense word verwag, die metro se verkeerswoordvoerder Kevin Jacobs.
Parking restrictions will apply along the route and in the adjacent side streets. Gallows Hill will operate with limited services. Public access to Gallows Hill will be available via Ebenezer Road until 11. No driver's license tests are scheduled for the day. Learner's license tests will proceed. However, testing times will be adjusted accordingly.
Action on September. For meer oor hierdie en ander stories, besoek jacarandfm.com en klik op news.